Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the section of the rights that Allah Ta'ala has given the men over the woman. Again, to understand this, is that a person has to understand that Allah Ta'ala's system is such in this world that every person Allah Ta'ala has given us some, every person has got his responsibility. Like yesterday's hadith, he's got responsibility, he has to answer Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And at the same time, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given people rights, some people more rights, some people less rights. This is the wisdom of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how He's created, why He's created. But whatever Allah Ta'ala has done, it's perfect. Sometimes we may understand the wisdom, sometimes we may not understand the wisdom. But the person that is the manufacturer, the person that manufactured us, made us, he understands the wisdom 100%. Not even 100%, he understands it 1,000,000,000%, full, as much as you can, countless. There's no limit to what Allah Ta'ala's understanding is. Allah Ta'ala's hikmat, Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, etc. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, whatever He does, there's great wisdom in it. It is actually in our interest. It's actually in our favor. It's actually for us, for our benefit, that whatever command comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we happily accept it. Because Allah Ta'ala is all knowledges, all knowledgeable. Allah Ta'ala is Hakim, Allah Ta'ala is Aziz, Allah Ta'ala is all wise, and Allah Ta'ala has all the power. In other words, whatever He wants. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala's ways are such that immediately we won't understand the benefit. Later we'll see that so much of benefit in every action, in every decision, in everything that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does. So anyway, today's hadith, An Abi Ali ibn Talq ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إذا دعا الرجل زوجته لحاجته فلتأته وإن كانت على التنور. رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Abu Ali Talq ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a man calls his wife for his need, in other words, for his physical need, then she should come to him even if she is at the oven. Even if she's busy, then she should come to him. Now this is some direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving for the woman folk, that this is how their actions, their attitude should be. And there's a lot of hikmat in this, as we explained, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men differently, Allah ta'ala has created women differently. Unfortunately, the time and age we are living in, people want to, for what suits them, they want to call gender equality. That everything must be the same. They shouldn't have be such that a man has more rights over the woman, and a woman shouldn't have less. And that's what suits them. But ask the people that are in that chakkar, that how nice and how much of respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Islam. There was an old lady that was pushing a trolley once, old Africana woman pushing a trolley out of one supermarket. So one Muslim brother, he went to help her to load all the stuff from the trolley into the car. So she looked at him and she told him that, I want to tell you something. Imagine, Africana woman. She said, the day that we took our woman folk out, the day that we took our woman folk, we also were like you people, that we were a very respectful community, the Africana community. She said, we were a very respectful community, that we were very bashful in the way we dressed, the way we conducted ourselves. But the day we took the woman out and we made the woman equal to the men, that is the day we lost all our respect. Now I'm such an old woman, I'll have to actually come out myself, and I'll have to buy things, and I'll have to load. And I'm seeing you how you're assisting and helping. I'm just telling you, keep that bashfulness in your community, where you all come out, and you don't make the woman do it. Because all the respect of the woman gets lost when she is made to behave like a man. So this is the system and the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now they've taken it even further. So there's no hud and there's no limit to what foolishness can do. Now what they've taken it to another level, that men and women are so equal, that a woman can marry another woman, there's no harm, because she's equal to the man now, and she's equal to another woman. So the equality is the same, she can get married to another woman, and a man can get married to another man. If anybody speaks out against it, now it becomes a crime. That how can you speak out against this? So such foolishness has gone to such level. One doctor mentioned to me recently, he was doing some research. He said that there are about 2,900 monkeypox cases at the moment in America. And out cases, 99% is men to men. In other words, men having relationship with men. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam told us that such sicknesses will strike you that people of the past never heard of it before. They never heard of these sicknesses. When you start engaging in gunas and sins, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down these sicknesses. So this is the beauty of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a man extra responsibility. we happy, we accept it. And you'll find that a home that has got this system is a smooth running home. That home runs smoothly, where the husband recognizes what his responsibility is, what his rights. The wife recognizes what's her responsibility, what's her rights. The children understand this. Everyone understands it. That home runs smoothly. For that home, everyone thinks that they are the equal to the next person. And nothing runs smoothly. So this is the beautiful system of Islam. So understanding that hikmat, and this Allah Ta'ala is giving advice to the woman, that this is how you should behave. And the moment she accepts it and she behaves, this is the command of my Allah, my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told me that this is how I should be behaving. And automatically there will be a lot of hikmat, a lot of khair that comes out of it. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib very nicely, he says, I'm thinking now about this new laws that are coming in, that you can't, or where a man is allowed to get married to a man, and there is no harm, and nobody should object to it. So he says, I was thinking for some time now, that how is it possible for a man and a man to get a child? Maybe in outer space that is possible, but in this world this thing can never happen. Allah Ta'ala's system is such, that a man has to get married to a woman if he wants children. It can never happen that a woman gets married to a woman, or a man gets married to another man, where the child is going to come from? So by changing the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're changing everything. You can't, it can never work. It doesn't matter who you are. And even the same people that call for gender equality, men and women are equal. If you ask them in a boxing match, put a man and a woman together, because both are equal, they'll tell you also they're not equal. So if they're not equal as far as the physique is concerned, how you want them to be equal as far as everything else is concerned? So this is the beauty of Islam. Islam understands a woman's nature, a woman's style, a woman's way. Allah Ta'ala has made it such. Allah Ta'ala has made, and there's a lot of hikmat and benefit. My Ustad mentioned very nicely that hoshiari both hai, lekin samajhdari both kam hai. Allah Ta'ala has created hoshiari both hai. A woman is very, very sharp, very quick to think. Samajhdari both kam hai. Allah Ta'ala has made such, they're not very deep to think. In other words, long-term thinking, the effects, the end results. This thinking Allah Ta'ala has given a man generally, you'll get certain situations, certain exceptions, that a man has to think far, think what the outcome will be, not just immediately what the result will be. He's got to think and he's got to behave in that way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this, to appreciate this, and all these new things that are coming with this gender equality and this LGBTQ and recognizing marriages of the same sex. All this will become things that will become foreign to a person when he's happy with just the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah ta'ala save us. Even Muslims are objecting to the laws of Islam. When hadiths like this that we read today are read, they say, no, Islam is oppressive against the woman. Islam is not oppressive. Islam is actually taking care, looking after and protecting the rights of the woman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.